Welcome to a bonus Vam Bam episode of Erp Chirp. I'm Erica Ensign.
I'm Annette Weirstra.
And I'm Kirsten Gorick.
And usually our Vam Bam episodes are only available for incomparable members, but we thought that that this time it was kind of important and we wanted to drop it in the main feed, so it's sort of a bonus episode slash Vam Bam. As a reminder, VAM stands for Value Added Material, and we just watched Inside Winona Earp, Winds of Change, which is the little iTunes extra that pairs with Season 3, Episode 2, When You Call My Name. Sniffle.
I don't know, like, if we weren't recording immediately after, I would have cried through that whole thing.
Right.
Well, the bitter, bitter winds of change.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So it did. It started talking about cold in Calgary. It was minus 20, I assume without wind chill. And it looked super windy. So it had to have been a lot colder than that.
Yeah. I think Kath was saying they were on this cliff where there's nowhere to hide. Mm-hmm. And you were just brutally exposed to the elements.
Yep. That looked rough, and I understand it because almost every day in winter this year it was minus 20 ish, plus or minus, you know, plus wind chill. And I walked to work, and I didn't have to stop in a fancy black dress and pretend for a few minutes at a time
to be in a cliff
that I was lying in, you know,
hanging out on a cliff edge.
Right. I was all bundled and I still didn't like it. So major props to these folks for what they went through to bring us this god awful episode. And I only mean god awful in like that it breaks my heart.
Well, and Tim Rosen was saying the cold was a gift.
Yes.
Because he's, one, undyingly optimistic, but also because it was, it reflected how they were feeling about the episode, just being cold and bitter, reflected
the loss. It's like how they talk about how like Alberta is a character in the show. Mm-hmm. The weather plays into it.
Apparently it's a conscious character.
And it's pissed off like the rest of us.
Right. Today I listened to our previous episode and wow, we were in denial. Annette, you and I in particular.
We're just like having none of it.
Nope. We were just like, not happening. And then, of course, the first thing that we did when we finished recording and dropping the episode was take to Twitter and discover, oh, no, this is a real thing.
Like, he's really gone.
He did.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So now that we've had sort of a week to come to terms with it, to actually let it sink in, how do you feel? I know I asked in the last episode if he's really dead, are you okay with it as his exit? How do you feel now?
I was okay with it then.
You were. Yep.
I'm okay with it now. It's no secret that, you know, I came to love Dolls, but he was not a fan favorite of mine from the beginning, but I did love him and I was sad to see him go. And I think
you cried more than we
did. I did
you
cry. Did. I cried
you
a
were
lot.
Less
I'm a crier.
In denial. I feel like
something in me was like, no, this is it.
I should have known because consistently you have picked up on
she's smarter than
so much stuff all the way through this show. So I should have known that like when you were next to me crying, I should have been like, oh no, this is real.
Yeah, get it together, guys. Cry with me.
So we were just in denial.
Yep. It's not just a river in Egypt.
You guys were paddling down that river hard.
Yeah. We really, really were. And I think I even said, oh, even if there's a whole bunch of goodbyes and stuff on the Inside Winona Earp, it doesn't mean anything. In theory, I suppose they could find some way for Dallas to come back some way, somehow. But it doesn't look like that is something that they are planning towards because Shamir Anderson is going off to be a Hollywood star, which I can't blame him. He's definitely got that quality.
I'm really excited for him. And so I think that's part of the reason why I can accept it, because he wasn't one of my favorites, even though I loved him. And just knowing what he's going to do. I didn't realize this was his sort of first big break.
No.
I hadn't seen him anywhere, but for all I know, he was doing something that I just never seen. So that kind of like, I had a little like glowing heart when I realized that like this has really launched his career for him. And he's so excited. And we just get to see more of him in different roles, which I think is going to be a real gift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, if Shamir is off doing amazing things and we get to see him in more stuff, that is a big win for all of us, I think, even if we lose him in Winona. Yep.
I'm so sad about losing him from the show, though, because, he was, as Tim Rosen put it, one of the core four.
Well, it does it is an end of an era. I think it was Dominic said, because that's where the show started. He is really central. I feel like he had such a good arc, and I also feel that we have a lot of things unresolved about him. Like, we still don't know. Yeah. They've teased so much backstory, and they have been, even this season, teasing his backstory. Right? And so now, maybe they'll give us a flashback episode.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. That could be how he comes back. Mm-hmm. Briefly.
We can learn something, or maybe we'll get more in the comics.
But or maybe they're just on a mission to find out what the heck was going on with him, because they're so upset that he died because of it. Because Black Badge basically killed him, when you think about it that way. Like, if they're the ones that actually did that to him, which, again, we still don't really know.
We don't even really know why he's like that or how that happened. So I would love some more resolution around, like, what happened to him and what was going on. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they probably will. It's not like them to leave such a giant thread hanging there for us.
Yep. I also appreciate that, as he said, as Shamir said in this extra, that it was a really mutual decision. Mm-hmm. And I think, did one of you tell me that on Twitter that Emily Andrews had said that they had like talked about it and Shamir had some agency in terms of choosing?
Yeah, there was an article with an interview. I think there was a lot of interviews with a lot of different casts about it, but I think it was with her where she said it was important that he had a role in choosing how the character died, which I think is really important because it gives agency to both the character and the actor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we talked about the character's agency on our last episode, but we didn't know about the actor's agency because, when you're a showrunner and somebody has Hollywood knocking on their door, how do you tell them, you're not going to beg them to stay because you care about
what's
them.
What's best for that person.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I do appreciate that he got to help make the choice. As I also mentioned in the last episode, like, as we thought that it might be Nicole going over the edge of the cliff or it would be Dolls, the choice between those two things was really uncomfortable from sort of a societal optics standpoint, because you're either the first main character to go is the black guy or the first main character to go is a lesbian. So, you know, we didn't end up with a bury your gaze trope. Instead, we ended up with the black character dying, which, you know, it still sucks.
It's hard. It is still hard.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think part of the reason I was in denial is because I feel like Emily Andrus knows that.
Yes.
And she wouldn't kill off the black character because she is conscious of what that represents to people of color in that representation. So I think that was part, like, no, she's not going to do that. But then as soon as I realized, oh, he's leaving, okay, well, then I guess that's a reason to do it that is still, it still sucks and it's still, regardless of why he's leaving, that still is a really sucky thing to happen.
Yeah.
But it makes it less clueless and less right, less terrible than if she just randomly, I'm going to kill off a character and I'm going to kill off the black character.
Yeah. And I do think that that while it would have been possible, I suppose, to write Dolls out in a way that didn't kill the character, I think that would have felt a little bit forced, given how integral he is, as I think Dom said, she said integral because she's British. And
I know, I totally noticed that. She's so British.
But yeah, because of the bond that he has, not only with Wynonna, but with all of the characters, even Doc, it wouldn't have felt true to Dolls to have him leave. And I mean, it's a genre show, so they could have maybe figured out a different way to do it. But it sounds like Shamir was really on board with his character going out a hero. And it's kind of hard to go out a hero if you're not actually sacrificing yourself.
Yeah. I thought about that. I think on the weekend even I was like, how could they have done it any other way and not killed him? And I just couldn't think of a reason that he would leave those guys when you've got Bolshar breathing down their necks and shit's about to hit the fan.
Yep.
Yeah.
What could possibly make Dolls leave? Nothing. Mm-hmm. I couldn't think of a single thing.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think it would have been true to his character to walk away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I still, that's not to dismiss the pain and suffering of people who really love Dolls. I feel so, I mean, we all do, but I mean, there were Dolls stans that were out there that were much more worried than we were. And then, all the black fans on Twitter who were just pouring their hearts out. I mean, I don't blame you. That pain is real and it sucks. But at the same time, I'm super happy that Shamir happens to be the guy who's actually going to Hollywood. Yes. All of these characters.
Yes.
He's the one that gets a bigger stage. And I hope that he continues to get a bigger and bigger stage as time goes on, because I think that's awesome. He's just, yeah, he does have that je ne sais quoi.
Well, mm-hmm. and all what we've watched, all these extras, and Shamir, the person, is so different from Dahl's, right? The actor. And I'm like, I love them both, but I think I love Shamir more because he's so freaking charming. And mm-hmm. We'll just always love him. So
mm-hmm. I can't wait to see him in other things, because as you said, we just discovered this was kind of his first big thing. So we already know that he can play multiple different kinds of characters, because the shift from Dahl season one to Dahl's at this point,
yeah,
so drastic. Mm-hmm. So I look forward to watching him dip his toes into other roles and take on, you know, other things. I think it's gonna be really cool.
Yeah, and he's kind of nice to look at too. Just saying.
Yeah, more Shamir, please.
Yeah,
and there's
in
that.
Many many places,
more hats, right?
many hats. I'm so excited.
He can wear any hat, I think.
Mm-hmm. Agree. So,
yeah.
Yep. All right, well, anything else that you want to cover regarding Dahl's leaving the show, Dahl's death, Shamir leaving the show, the cold of Alberta, the Twitter reaction?
Yeah, you remember how last time we were saying that we would just, like, maybe we should be on Twitter, and then we immediately stopped recording and all went on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yep.
That didn't go. We're not leaving.
No.
You guys.
Yeah,
we'll
were
just be
kidding.
There.
Yep. Whoops.
Yep.
We lied.
So we love you.
And actually, speaking of fandom, it was kind of interesting. Winona Earp has gotten a lot of press lately, and including an article in Vulture that we were interviewed for about how the fandom is so loving and welcoming and doesn't have a bunch of toxicity and stuff. And I feel like this was kind of our first hurdle as a fandom mm-hmm. family,
mm-hmm.
because, yep. you know, you have this major character killed off who happens to be Black, and, you know, there are people that were hurt by that. And
yeah.
I personally didn't see any actual, like, real, you know, vitriol or death threats or anything, the kind of stuff that you see in some fandoms, not naming names, Star Wars. oops, I named names. but yeah, there was I think maybe a little bit of friction, but not as much as I feared.
Yeah, and I think I also saw a lot of conversations where it's like, yep, I know everyone, I think people were worried that some fans would be so upset about it, they might leave the show, and they mm-hmm. want their show to continue. They love their show so much.
They want to keep the fandom.
But I saw
as big
a lot of
possible.
People saying, like, no, pause. We need to listen and understand why, especially mm-hmm. people of color might be really upset, in regardless of why Shamir left. And even if it was done in the best way possible, that it's still disappointing for them in a larger cultural context to see a Black character die. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I saw a lot of people going, like, we got to listen to them. We got to,
respect
pay attention
how they're feeling.
And respect how mm-hmm. they're feeling. And so I think that,
yep,
hopefully continues. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting because there's a huge swath of the fandom population that's queer who has had to deal with this kind of stuff.
Yes.
For over and over again in so many shows with their beloved representational characters being taken off the board. So it was nice to see some people sort of take a step back and be like, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to listen. I'm going to let you have your pain.
Because mm-hmm. if it had been way hot,
yep,
yeah,
it would have been devastating.
Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yep. It's such a tight spot to be in for the show, because you got to be happy for Shamir. But you got to be sad for us and for the show.
And yep. I hope to see that they'll bring more representation of people of color mm-hmm. on. So hopefully going forward, this is not the last Black character we see on the show.
Yeah, I hope not. I
mean, I'm optimistic mm-hmm. that it's not.
I want to avoid the idea that you can just swap in one
yes.
Black person for another.
No, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
You can't.
Nope. But I do like the fact that that we have a Black woman who it may or may
yeah.
not be part of the main cast. I
yep.
think that's great. So, yep, more representation. And I think the show's been doing a pretty decent job of that already. So
yeah, and they're risk takers, right? This kind of it
yeah.
sort of forced their hand in similar way with Melanie getting pregnant.
Yes,
it was something they didn't plan for, but it happened and they made it work. And so I think there's definitely, for me anyways, there's some anticipation, and I'm looking forward to how they're going to handle his death, what's going to happen.
Oh my God.
Where did they take this?
This because is when I cry.
It's interesting storytelling, right? It's yeah, dramatic and
we
exciting.
Didn't cry last week, and we're going to cry through this whole upcoming episode.
I brought some Kleenex for you guys. Don't worry.
Good. We also have chocolate.
Yep. All right. Well, I feel like even just talking about it here has kind of had me on like a little bit of an emotional roller coaster. So I'm already weepy.
Yeah, I know. If we weren't recording, I'd probably be crying by now.
Uh-huh. Yep. So it's going to be quite a night. We're going to, I think, just drop this right away. So if anybody is around and listening, you might even get to hear us and brace yourselves with us right now for tonight's incoming episode.
Yes.
Yep. So until next time,
Vam Bam, thank you, ma'am.
/
lights out, bitch.